Do you have a topic? It just says topical halacha or topical inyan on the pasta.
Mitzvah's Gid Hanoshe.
Gid Hanoshe.
Isur Gid Hanoshe.
Isur Gid Hanoshe. Okay, let me just do an announcement. Toway, Northwest London, Thursday, Yud Dalet Kislev, the 8th of December, Harav David Stern's Shlita, the Issa of Gid Hanoshe. This week's Toway has been sponsored Leon Ishmas, Morris Brucho, Bas, Rabbi Yochim Yehuda, Olea Sholem.
Says Al Kain Lo Yechilu Bnei Yisrael Es Gid Hanoshe Asher Al Kaf HaYorech Ad HaYom HaZeh. So the Torah forbids us to eat the Gid Hanoshe of an animal. So first of all, there's machlokes in the Gemara. It's a well known machlokes. If Yesh Begidin Benoisin Tam or Im Begidin Benoisin Tam, which means, do we say that the Gid Hanoshe is more like a piece of meat and it's something which has taste and can impart taste? So that, for example, if a Gid Hanoshe were to fall in a taruvus and would be cooked up in a taruvus, you'd need shishim to be mevatel it, like you do with any piece of meat of issa that falls in taruvus. That's yesh begidim benoisin tam. Or do you say ein begidim benoisin tam? It's dry, it has no taste whatsoever. Eitzu, it's like a piece of wood. But nevertheless, the Torah forbids it. And if it were to fall in a taruvus, you would not. You'd have to take out the Gid Hanoshe. You couldn't eat that, but you wouldn't have to need shishim to be mevatel it because it cannot impart taste. Ein begidim benoisin tam. As to how there can be a machlekes in the Metzias, Yeshiv Shevelt always says that there is a bit of tam, but the machlekes is that significant or not? But akavonim la'alocha, there's machlekes. Do we say yes begidim benoisin tam or ein begidim benoisin tam? And the Rambam passes la locha be ein begidim benoisin tam. So a gid is considered to be a dry eitz ba'alma, yet the Torah forbids it. The is of Gid Hanoshe applies only to a kosher animal. The Gid Hanoshe of a kosher animal is also, but if you have a non-kosher animal, which anyway you can't eat of course, but if you have a non-kosher animal, the its Gid Hanoshe is not forbidden. Because the Gemara darshans, Misha besoroi muta, the Torah osar es agid. But Misha besoroi osa, the Torah didn't ask its gid.
What do you mean?
So, there's no isagid al nosha on a behemoth's meal. So, therefore, based on these two points that we just mentioned, ein begidin benoisin tam, and there's no isagid al nosha by behemoth's meal. So, the Rambam paskins, Perik Ches v'macholos asuras halacha hei. Ha'oichel gid hanoshe mi behema v'chai ha'tmeim. If someone were to eat a gid hanoshe of a non-kosher animal, potter, he is not chayev, he hasn't transgressed any isra at all. Lefi she'ein anoig v'behema b'tmeo ele behema shkulo materas. That means the isra gid hanoshe, as we just said, is inapplicable because it wasn't said by a behemoth tameah. Ve'eino ke'ochel kishar gufa, nor is it like he has eaten a non-kosher animal. He couldn't eat, you know, any meat of the non-kosher animal. But in this case, that's not the case. She'ein hagid mechlal abosa k'meshe bi'arnu, because ein begid menoisin tam. So the halacha, generally speaking, is any non-kosher animal, you can eat its atzomos, as long as it's not atzomos yesh ben moyach, there's no marrow in the bones, but if it's a dry bone, you can eat its horns, you can eat its hooves, and you can eat its bones, and its gidim, the dry gidim, you can also eat. Only the bosor of a non-kosher animal is forbidden to be eaten. So the Rambam says, in the case of a gid hanoshe of a behemoth tzemeah, there's no problem at all. What are the considerations? Is there an issa gid anoshe? No. Is there an issa behema tameya? Well, that depends. If yeshu gidim noisin tam, im gidim noisin tam, but we pass im gidim noisin tam, so it's just eitz ba'alma. So, as far as issa behema tameya goes, it's also permitted to be eaten. And therefore, the Rambam says there's no problem if you ate a gid anoshe of behema tameya. Okay? The very next halacha of the Rambam, Perik Ches, halacha Vav, says as follows. Ha'oichel gidanosha shall nevela, or shall treifa, chayv shtayim. So that's a kosher animal, but it wasn't shechted properly, it's a nevela, or it was shechted properly, but it had the treifas, so you cannot eat the animal. And you eat the gidanosha of this nevela or treifa, you chayv shtayim. So first of all, you're chayev for the issa gidanoshe, because although we said that misha b'sorei muta, the Torah only forbade the gidanoshe of a kosher animal, not of a non-kosher animal, but and a nevela you can't eat, but that's because it became nisnablo. But be'etzem nevela is a kosher animal, so it falls under the category of misha b'sorei muta l'cha. So there is an issa gidanoshe given with kosher animals, even if for some reason you didn't shecht it was nisnablo. So the Rambam says, if you eat a gidanosha of a nevela or a treifa, you chayv shtayim. One for the issa gidanosha, and two for the issa nevela. Because you've eaten something of a nevela. Does this make sense?
Even if it says eight, in the mice, you took something from a nevela.
But the halacha is, we just mentioned, that you can eat any of the bones of a nevela as well. The Rambam says clearly, if you, Rambam passes elsewhere, if someone would take a nevela and eat its atzomos or its gidim, the gidim and the atzomos which don't contain any meat, he may, because the Torah doesn't forbid. The Torah forbids the meat of nevela or trefa. The Rambam here says, if you eat a gid al noshe, you're over is a gid al noshe, and you're over is a nevela or trefa. So the Kesef Mishnah brings down often plats from Tshuvas Rashba already. Tshuvas Rashba says, "Eini yedei adarko b'zeh." I don't understand the Rambam, because in the previous halacha, the Rambam says, "If you eat a gedanosha of a behemet tzmeir, there's no issa gedanosha, nor is there an issa behemet tzmeir. Why? Because eitzu, because ein gedim leisim tam. It's an inedible gid, so it's not meat, and therefore there's no issa behemet tzmeir. But when it comes to the gedanosha of an avela, okay, fine, there's an issa gedanosha, but why should there be an issa avela? It's inedible. As far as issa gidanosha goes, the Torah forbade it. But as far as issa nevela goes, it's an inedible eight. So why should there be an issa nevela on a gidanosha of a behemoth tzmeir?
I was recently here about glycerin, which is made from the bones of animals. We should be careful not to eat food that's got glycerin. It's made from the bones of animals, to trip animals.
But it apparently, I don't know, you have to investigate, but apparently the glycerin would not just be bones, it would be perhaps bones with marrow, no, and there would be some edible there as well. I'm not sure. That's clear that the halacha is that you're allowed to eat non-meat bones of non-kosher animals or nevelus or trefus. Atzomos of issa or not osa. Yeah.
You have to say that the once the Torah is machshiv the achila.
Oh, so then we're going to come back. Yeah, do you hear the question? Yeah. Why should the Rambam paskin if you eat a gidanosha of a nevela, yochayv shtayim for the issa nevela too, when the Rambam just said that there's no issa on a gidanosha of a mitzmeh because it's eitz ba'alma?
Yeah.
Oh, so the Shar HaMelech says the teretz that Yankee says. Shar HaMelech says that HaTorah achshevei l'achila, because the Torah says, Al kein lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael nosha. So I might not call it an achila, but the Torah did call it an achila. The Torah said, lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael gedal nosha. So the Torah was machshev the achila of a gedal nosha into an achila. So therefore, says Shlomo HaMelech, it depends. Where the issa of gedal nosha applies, like by a nevela, so the Torah was achshevei l'achila. So not only will you be over this gedal nosha, but you'll be over the issa of nevela as well. Don't tell me I haven't eaten something. It's a oichel she'eino roi la'achila. In this case, it is an oichel she'eino roi la'achila. In this case, the Torah achshevei la'achila, by calling it a gid anoshe and saying lo yoichlu, the Torah was machshevei as an achila. And therefore, not only will it be an achila vis-a-vis the issa gid anoshe, it becomes a shem achila vis-a-vis the issa beima, the issa nevela as well. Mach she'ein kein. By behemoth tzmeah, the Torah didn't address the behemoth tzmeah, because the gid anoshe of behemoth tzmeah is not asa. So all it is an Eitz Ba'alma. So there's neither the Issa Gidal Noshe, and therefore, by extension, nor is there the Issa of Behemoth Tameah, because it's just Eitz Ba'alma. Very Gishmaka Teretz. That's what Shara Melech answers. The Michas Chinuch wants to clear the following Shaila. It's well known that the Shagas Arya says that normally you're not any Issa in the Torah, which the Torah forbids you to eat, is only forbidden to eat kederach achilosoi. But if you eat it shaloi kederach achilosoi, you ingest it somehow in a manner which it's not the norm to eat it in this way, or you make out of it an oichel she'en roi, you are permitted to eat it. But by Yom Kippurim, that's not the case. If you eat something on Yom Kippurim, shaloi kederach achilosoi, the Shagas Arya says, it's osa. Why? Because he says the Torah never said the Loshan Achila on Yom Kippur. It just said that Shaloi Se'une, B'nisim. So, it's not, if we're looking for an Achila Shaloi Kederach is not an Achila. But here, the Torah just says you have to be Ma'an yourself. Anything which is an E, Inui, yeah, is already forbidden. So, you've eaten something, Yo Kederach, Nish Kederach, you haven't been Ma'an yourself, so it's already forbidden. So, Mechlenach has a Shaila. What would be according to the Shagas Arya if you take something which is macholos asurus? Yeah, you take something treif and you eat it on Yom Kippur. So you'll be over this Yom Kippur for sure, like the Shagas Arya says. You ate it shaloi kederach achilosei. I mean, yeah, you ate this treif thing on Yom Kippur shaloi kederach achilosei. So you'll be over this Yom Kippurim. Will you also, by extension, be over this macholos asurus? Had you eaten it on a Sunday, Monday, regular in the week, you wouldn't have been over if you ate it shaloi kederach. But on Yom Kippur, where anyway, else the Issa Yom Kippur, you cannot eat it shaloi kederach, says the Shagas Arya. So maybe now, it's already been nechshav as an achila by the Torah vis-a-vis Yom Kippurim. And therefore now, if you eat this Issa macholos asura shaloi kederach on Yom Kippur, kunt the svar of the Shara Melech that we just mentioned, by the fact that the Torah considered it forbidden to be eaten in this manner on Yom Kippurim, so it's considered an achila. If it's considered an achila, then vis-a-vis the Issa macholos asura, it'll also be osa. That's what Mech Sinlech wants to clear to say according to Shagas Arya, according to Shara Melech. But he concludes that that is not so, because he says it's a chiluk. By Gidal Noshe, the Torah called it an achila, because the Torah said lo yoichlu. So says the Shara Melech, the Torah called it an achila, hastes an achila. So now vis-a-vis the Issa Nevela as well, it's called an achila. Too bad, it's called an achila. But by Yom Kippurim, Shagas Arya's vote was not that it's an achila shalei kederach. So it doesn't require an achila. The Torah says, Loisona, so this is a bittel of your inu, so it's forbidden. But not to say that the Torah calls an achila, so therefore, as far as Yom Kippur is concerned, you may not have done it, because you mavatl your inu. But that doesn't mean you've done an achila, even vis-a-vis Yom Kippur, you haven't done an achila, you've just done a bittel inu, you haven't done an achila, and therefore, as far as Issa Macholasrus is concerned, it still will not fall under the heading of an achila, and will still be permitted. Yeah? So that the Shara Melech's vot can be said very nicely by the Issa Gidal Moshe, where the Torah employed the term lo yoichlu, but won't be used, cannot be used for the Shagas Arya's case of Yom Kippurim, where the Issa there doesn't fall under lo yoichlu, falls under this thing of Nisim. So as far as Issa Macholas Rus is concerned, it would still, shalei kederach would still be called not an achila.
Right, but he'll eat Macholas Asurus
on Yom Kippurim, shalei kederach. He'll be over Yom Kippur, but not Issa Macholas.
He'll be chayav because of bittul inui. Correct. So it's chayav koros.
Yeah,
because he was not man himself. He ate.
Yeah,
he enjoyed it.
So what's your problem? Yeah,
yeah, okay.
I'm talking about yeah, the chatos, whatever. Yeah, but he won't have been over the issa of macholos asurus. He won't be chayv shtai. He'll be chayv achas.
Ah, why?
Because he ate shaloi kederach.
Ah, right. Okay, fine.
So as far as issa macholos asurus is concerned, it still blibes the head of shaloi kederach. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So this is all according to the mahalach of Shara Melech to answer the case of Mishnah B'Shem Tshuvas Rashba's question. Yeah, again, the case of Mishnah B'Shem Tshuvas Rashba had a question: how can the Rama Paskin that if you eat a Gidal Noshe of a Behemoth Tameah, it's not Osa because Eitz Ba'al Mahu, and if you eat a Gidal Noshe of a Nevela, it is Osa. So the Shara Melech's answer was because the Torah was Machshev and Achila of a Gidal Noshe where it applies. So it applies to Nevela, and therefore you're over Nevela too. But by Behemoth Tameah it doesn't apply, and therefore it's mutter. Oh, but the Minchas Zinuch says, I have got a different approach to answer this question of the Rashba on the Rambam. Okay? That Halton Kop. So, A beautiful answer the Mitzvah wants to give. So he says, we mentioned that all Isurim in the Torah, all Macholos Asurus in the Torah, you can eat Shaloi Kederach Achila. Because Shaloi Kederach Achila, the Torah says don't eat something, it means in a normal manner. But if you eat, for that matter, Oichlim She'enom Ru'uyim Lachila, it's the same thing really. But let's say you said something which is, you know, it's totally moldy. It's ain't a roi lachila, so you're allowed to eat it min haTorah. It's nista machilas kela for sure, because it's not noichel anymore. Fred Mechzinuch, why should that be so? Why should all macholos asuros be permitted to be eaten shaloi kederach achila, or if they ain't a roi lachila, they're permitted to be eaten min haTorah? Why? By the very fact that you have chosen to eat it, we should say that you achshavei lachila. Because we find, and I'll show you in a minute proofs to this, we find a musug. The Shaar Melech was saying that the Torah was achshavei lachila, and he's Yud HaNoshe. But we find a musug that a person, by eating something inedible, but if I eat, if I choose to eat it, it's that I'm achshavei lachila. And it's haste and achila. For example, one case we find in, might be a bit difficult this, but is by Taruvas Chometz on Pesach. That even if it's Aruba's Chometz, it's Ein Ro Lachila, but if you eat it, Shlein Shulchan Aruch, in some Tuf Mem Dalud, it's Osa. Because if you eat it, then you clearly do consider it an edible. And if you consider it an edible, then you Achshvei Lachila becomes Osa for you to eat. I'm not going into medication, but generally, I'm not going into medication now. Medication is Vazun Deheta. But Mechzenuch shows that there's a Musag of Achshvei, right? I'll read out to you two Rambams that he cites in Hilchus Shavuos. Perkei Hilchus Shavuos, Halacha Hey and Vov. The Rambam says, if a fella says, Shvua she'oichel, yeah, I make a shvua that I will eat. Today, Thursday, I swear that I will eat something. And the day goes by and I put nothing into my mouth other than some dust, offer. So was I mekayim my shvua, or am I over this a shvua sheker? So the Rambam says, if you say shvua she'oichel and you eat offer, that's okay. You mekayim your shvua. Sharei yotzo yidei achila. Ma'acha shein chashuvin etzloi. Achiloson shema achila. If I ate offer, so I choose to make it into a dova, into a dva machel. So I'm yotze my shvua. Noch haramam in halacha vav shleit. If yesterday I ate offer, nothing else, no food, just offer I ate. And today I get up and I say, shvua, I make a shvua shelo yochalti. Yesterday I ate nothing. Says the Rambam, if ochal dvorim she'in ruim lachila yesterday, then I'm chayiv on a shuas bitui, shvu l'sha'ovar, because she'achilos o'shvar she'kvar chashuv in enetzle, she'arei ochlom. If you ate it yesterday, then you, not job that you are, ate the offer, you consider it a machol. So therefore, today you're saying you didn't eat yesterday, that's not true, you did. What did you eat? Something that you are machshuv as an achila. So we see, says Menchas Chinuch, from the Rambam, that a person can be machshev an inedible thing into an achila. Frek the Minchas Chinuch, oy bazoy, fashteichen is not the Minchas Chinuch. Every time, any macholos asuros that you eat, shaloi kederach achila, or after it's moldy and all that, in roi l'achila, why do we say your potter, it's fine, the Torah doesn't mind? What do you mean the Torah doesn't mind? Because the Torah says, you have to eat something which is shema achila, this is not shema achila, but I ate it! So if I ate it, then I was machshev as an achila. So why shouldn't my achshavei la'achila itself constitute that it's got a shem achila and therefore it should become forbidden for me to have eaten it? Any machol asuros now, Deval. Behemet tameya, terefa, whatever you want. Any machol asuros. If it's inedible or you eat it shalok yaderech, it's permitted min haTorah for you to eat it. Why should it be permitted for me to eat it? The very fact that I ate it means that I consider it into a machol. And we find in the Rambam of Hinuch Rishus that my achshvei l'achila is a valid achshvei. So that should itself make it a forbidden achila. Says the Minchas Chinuch, the answer is as follows, yeah? Please halt kol. Says the Minchas Chinuch, the answer is as follows. But there's another Rambam, in the self-same halacha hei there, Perikei Mishuz halacha hei. The Rambam says, if a fellow says, Shvua shaloi oichel, today, Thursday, I will eat nothing. And what did I do? I went and I ate some offer. So was I over my shvur or not? Says the Rambam, no, it's fine. You weren't over your shvur. Nochamol. If you say shvur, she'oichel, today I will eat something, and I eat offer, then we say, that's fine, you haven't transgressed your shvur. It's not like the day's gone by, because you ate offer, that's good. Good to go. But if I say Shlosh Shalach, I won't eat anything. And then I ate offal, so l'chor, you're over Yeshua, you ate offal. What do you do? You're a machshavit. No, the Ram said it's fine.
I'm
1 second. I ate offal. So no. why wasn't I machshavit?
Because I'm not saying that I'm eating. If you say I am eating and then I have offal, I'm showing that my intention is that the eating is...
And if I say I'm not eating and I eat it...
That's not showing that action. That's not
machshavit. But I ate it.
So what? I can do whatever I want. It's not showing that I'm...
But I ate it. Okay, so maybe... Oh, so what's the chiluk? Yeah, what's the chiluk? I mean, the Roshanim and Shavuos talk about this. But what's the chiluk? Yeah? Shavuos sha'oichel v'ochal ofar, it's achshvei ka'achila, it's good. Shavuos sha'loichel v'ochal ofar, it's not achshvei ka'achila, I ate it. So the Lechem Mishnah says the following explanation. He says, Azoy, there's a rule, achzuke inshe bereshiya lo machzakino. Some Yid's got cheskes kashas, we're not going to say a Yid is doing an act of rishus. So Mele says the Lechem Mishnah like this. If I say Shavuos sha'oichel, I'm going to eat today. So clearly, I don't want to be over my shvua, right? I'm a good Jew. So I don't want to be over my shvua. So I ate offer. Obviously, what was my intention? To be machshavei as an achila. This should be the achila I refer to. Does an achila for me? So it's good. It's achshavei. But when I say shvua shaloich and I won't eat, and then I eat something, what? I mean to be machshavei this is an achila? But if I'm going to be machshavei as an achila, I'm going to be over my shvua. So clearly over here, faket. The fact that I eat it means I don't want it to be machshav d'achila. Mamash faket. I don't want this to be an achila. V'orayah, I'm eating it. And I said I wouldn't eat today. So clearly I don't want this to be an achila. So Mela, that's why over here, when I say shvu shaloichu, we say, because of achzuke in shabashir loy machzakino, I was not machshav as an achila.
Same action.
Yeah. Zeh geshmak gevort von lechem Mishnah. Oh. Now, Mamo Shlavi. Says the Minchas Chinuch the following. That there's a well-known, he says it's well-known, Tshuvas HaRadvaz, that there's a rule, if a man is boil an Isha in front of two Eidim, an Isha Pnuya, so we say that he has to give her a get. Because we say that Chazaka Ein Odom Oise Bilose Bilaznus, and there were two Eidim, so obviously he didn't mean to do a bilas nos. He never said a word, but obviously he meant to be boil a shem ishus because chazaka ain't all the moise bilas bilas nos. He's got to give her a get. Says the Radvaz, but if this woman was an isha nido and he was boil a b'fnei eidim, he doesn't have to give her a get. Because we can say, in all probability, he was boil some bilas nos. I ain't all the moise bilas nos. Ain't all also bilas nos is because a man doesn't want to do an avera. Bilas nos is bilas hefke. A yid tutnish ka bilas nos. Mustama to gemeint a bilas l'shem ishus. Oh, but if she's a nidah, so the man's doing isurim anyways. So he's lost his achzuke in shem reshia loy machzakinon. Radval says, ain't all the most bilas bilas nos is bait on this idea. Achzuke in shem reshia loy machzakinon. A man wouldn't do an act of rishus. He obviously wants to do a bias kedushin. Oh, but if this man's being boil a nidah, then he's doing an avera anyway. So he's lost his achzuk in shibashir loy machzakinon. So for the same token, he could be doing a bilas nos as well, so he doesn't have to give a get. Yeah? Okay. So now, says the Minchas Chinuch. So let me come back a second. So now I missed that one stage. The Minchas Chinuch asked the question I mentioned earlier. Every time you eat macholos asurus, why don't we say that the achshavei, by the eating it, ka'achila. Any moldy thing that I eat, any machalas which is moldy and I eat it, why don't you say it's achshavei and it's osa? So he says, the answer is, because, like we said, achzuk in shibashori machzakinon. So faket, if I'm eating machalas asuras, which are moldy, I obviously don't want to be machshavei as an achila, because if I would be machshavei as an achila, then it would be an issa that I'm doing, and I don't want to be doing an issa. Mechteis, I should be wanting to do an issa. So therefore, that's why when I eat it's not a problem. We don't say achshavei there because that answers that question. Right. And then we introduce the Radvaz that you only say achshavei when we have no reason to believe the man is an avarian. But when we've seen him do an avera in this very act, then he's lost his chazaka and therefore, he could be doing, in fact, another avera at the same time as well. So Mela now says in Minchas Chinuch, this can forever the problem we had in the Piskei HaRambam. So just to remind you, the Piskei HaRambam was as follows. If you eat a gid al-noshe of a behemoth tameo, So the Rambam says you've done nothing wrong, because the Issa Gida Anosha doesn't exist by Behemet Tmeya, and the Issa Behemet Tmeya won't exist on a Gid, which is Eitz V'Alma, it's dry, so you'll have done nothing wrong. Neither Issa Gid nor Issa Behemet. But if the Rambam says if you eat a Gid Anosha of a Nevela, then you'll have done both things wrong. Not only the Issa Gid Anosha, but also Issa Nevela. Ah, it's dry. So the Torah says, if you eat a Issa Gid Anosha of a Behemet Tmeya, so then, we say that we're not going to say that you are machshav as an achila, because, like Lechem Mishnah said, if I'm going to be machshav this achila of this dry gid as an achila, then I'm going to be over this behemet tmeya. But achzuk in shabrishia loy machzakinon, a yid is not going to do an issa. We have no reason to believe this fellow is transgressing Yisurim. He's a good Jew. He took a gid anosha behemet tmeya. There's no issa gid anosha. So he's done nothing wrong as far as Issa Gid Anosha is concerned. He ate a dry gid. We should say it's achshavei, and therefore the maichol should be also out to behemet tmeya. No, because achzukin should be shiloi machzikinon. So we're not going to say achshavei as an achila in order that he shouldn't be over this. Like the Rambam says, shvu shiloi oichel va'ochal oichlim sheinam ruim. You're not going to say achshavei there so that he should transgress, because achzukin should be shiloi machzikinon. So what do you mean? We're not going to say achshavei this gid of a behemet tmeya into a machal, so you should transgress it's a behemet tmeya, because achzuki in shabishu lo machzakino. Therefore, the Rambam says you're clean, you've done nothing wrong. But if you eat a gid anosha of a nevela, where the issa gid anosha applies, so here you've lost your achzuki in shabishu lo machzakino, because you've had a gid anosha of a nevela, you've done the issa gid anosha. So if you've done the issa gid anosha anyway, then according to the Radvaz, this svara, when you boil isha nido, you don't say einod no isha bilos bilos. No, so what in here? You've eaten a gid anosha of an avail. You've done the isha gid anosha. So if you've done the isha gid anosha, you've lost your achzuk in shabishir lo machzakinon, and therefore faket. If you've eaten something, even though it's inedible, then you've been machshav as an achila. Not like the Shah Melech svara, the Torah is machshav as an achila, but you've been machshav as an achila. I wouldn't say your machshav is an achila to have you transgress something, but if you're transgressing anyway the issa gid anosha in this case, because issa gid anosha applies to a nevela, you've lost your achzuk in shabishir lo machzakinon. Therefore, you have shown yourself to disregard achzuk in shabishir lo machzakinon. You'd be machshav this as an achila, so you'd be machshav as an achila by eating it. Therefore, not only will you be over the issa gid anosha, you'll also be over the issa nevela. So it's different mahalach to the Shaar HaMelech. So Mele concludes the Michzinah, according to his mahalach, if you were to eat macholas asurus on Yom HaKippurim, according to Shagas Aryeh, shaloi kederech achila, not only will you be over the Issa Yom HaKippurim, but you will be over the Issa macholas asurus as well. Because having eaten on Yom HaKippurim, shaloi kederech, you've lost your achzukin shebishul machzikinon, you've shown that you're disregarding this Yom HaKippurim, even though it's a bittul inu, what's the difference? You've done an Issa. So if you've lost your achzukin shebishul machzikinon as far as the eating of Yom HaKippurim is concerned, then we can say, ready, you be machshav as an achila. You be machshav as an achila. Don't the Shaar HaMelech, the Torah wasn't machshav as an achila in the case of Yom HaKippurim, only in the case of Gid Anosha. But according to the Chizinuch, you be machshav as an achila by eating on Yom HaKippurim, and you've shown that you don't care about the Issa Torah. So once you be machshav as an achila, you'll be over not only the Issa Yom HaKippurim, but you'll also be over the Issa of Macholas Asuras.
Yeah, it's good.